You might have.
You might have. Did you sign a document yet?
Thank goodness. I thought I was almost, because I'm a notorious tightwad. But I do, and from what you've told me, we talked last night, we talked today. I mean, I like the concept. I like the concept of investing in your community. I like the concept of being, you know, separate from government, creating something and being able to make a difference in people and community, having responsibility for that. So does this work someplace else?
It has. You know, Kansas has done this. Nebraska has done it. Missouri, Ohio's in the middle of it. You know, West Virginia has had a large growth, and this is a private venture. This is philanthropic, not government.
Okay.
And so with West Virginia, just in the past 15 years, we saw a growth in community foundations. 1999, 2000, there was about 15 community foundations. And with that, they had it from a standpoint about assets of $125 million. New donors have given, new individuals have done it, and now they're about $500 million
really?
In endowed funds. But it's more what they're doing with it. In Kansas and Nebraska, they have done with small towns that are much smaller than our communities. And so they're doing dynamic programs.
And when you have endowed funds, you're spending, theoretically, I would hope you're spending the interest, not the principal, so it
Correct.
Continues
about
to grow.
Correct, about 5%, average 5%.
The miracle of compounding interest.
Yeah, if you look at programs like the Benedum Foundation that's been around as a great example, you know, they were created in the 1950s. Look at what they've done over the past 50-plus years in grant making. It's more than their endowments value.
Paul Daugherty with Keep 5 Local. Give today to grow tomorrow. Paul, it's good to see you. You're obviously passionate about the subject. It's a fascinating concept, and it's good luck with it. We'll keep us posted, okay?
Poppy, thank you so much for having us.
All right, man.
Good to see you, sir.
All right.